There's a number of outstanding things, and they'll elaborate on what the challenges are, what the holdup to making a decision, why is it taking so long for the review to be completed, in relation to the number of GPs, will it be sufficient to meet the demand? And then a lot of just talking to the people who use the service, they invariably be referred to the emergency department. And then currently, and just recently, I've been hearing some complaints about the length of time from when they make their initial phone call, give their information, to getting a call back from the GP to give them a diagnosis, or, as I say, invariably, they refer them to the emergency department. So those are the issues at the moment that I'm meeting and being told about. And I just wanted some clarity around that, but unfortunately, it didn't come.